Think about those really scary moments where time just slips away. An opioid overdose, maybe a sudden severe allergic reaction, even your heart slowing way down. Acting fast is everything.
Absolutely. And well, bridging that gap between knowing something's wrong and actually doing something is the huge challenge.
Right. So today we're diving into something pretty interesting called iGuardian. It's this autonomous emergency response platform based on some Canadian patents we looked at.
Yeah, it's not just one device. It's more like a whole system designed to automate that immediate response.
Exactly. The basic idea is simple but powerful. Continuous monitoring that leads automatically to delivering an antidote, sensor to decision to dose, all automated.
And when you think about how critical timing is in these emergencies, automating that can make a massive difference, taking out the human delay.
Okay, so let's break down the pieces. First up is SafeWatch. Think of it like a smartwatch, but specifically for medical emergencies.
It's constantly tracking vitals, heart rate, your blood oxygen, movement, even temperature.
And it's got AI built right in called a Genie. It's trained to spot the specific signs of, well, three main things: opioid overdose, like stopped breathing,
Right, respiratory depression.
anaphylaxis, that severe allergic shock, and also really dangerous slow heart rhythms, bradycardia, or even cardiac arrest.
And the key thing about SafeWatch is that analysis. It happens right there on your wrist in real time.
No sending data off somewhere first.
Nope. It's got layers of AI sort of cross-checking each other's rules, neural networks, anomaly detection to make sure it's a real emergency before it acts, local processing.
Which is good for privacy, I guess, and reliability too, if you don't have signal.
Precisely. That local AI is the agent part, the system on a chip making those critical decisions reliably.
Okay, but you wouldn't want this thing just firing off medication accidentally.
Definitely not. That's where iGuard comes in. It's the cloud layer, a safety check.
How does that work?
So when SafeWatch detects a confirmed emergency, it pings iGuard in the cloud, asking for like a digital key, a token.
Ah! Like two-factor authentication for your health.
Kind of. iGuard verifies the request is legit and sends the authorization token back. Only then can the injection happen. It prevents rogue firing and creates an audit trail.
Got it. So sensor detects, local AI confirms, cloud authorizes. Then what delivers the medicine?
That would be Surdose. It's a wearable injector, like a patch you stick on your skin.
A patch, not a needle you jab in.
Well, it has a needle, but it's retractable. It delivers the dose automatically when it gets that wireless signal, that token from iGuard. And crucially, it can hold multiple doses.
Oh, that's different from, say, an EpiPen. That's just one shot.
Exactly. Surdose could hold multiple pre-filled doses of naloxone or epinephrine or maybe something else. If one dose isn't enough, like sometimes happens with opioid overdoses, it's ready with another.
So let's walk through it quickly. SafeWatch and AGE spot trouble. They request permission from iGuard in the cloud.
Right, the verification step.
iGuard sends back the okay, and then Surdose injects the medicine, and it alerts people.
Yeah, simultaneously, it sends out alerts to emergency responders or caregivers. It's a whole coordinated sequence.
You can immediately see how this targets, well, huge problems. Opioid overdoses, the death toll is staggering.
It really is. And iGuardian could potentially detect that stopped breathing, that apnea, and inject naloxone automatically, even if someone is completely alone. It changes the game.
And anaphylaxis too. Things escalate so fast. Waiting to find and use an auto-injector can waste precious time.
With this, the system's always watching. It sees the signs, it could inject epinephrine instantly. Huge potential there.
And you mentioned cardiac issues, bradycardia.
Yeah, if it's monitoring ECG signals, it could detect a dangerously slow heart rate and potentially administer something like atropine via Surdose to stabilize things.
Wow. The applications seem pretty broad then, not just personal use.
Oh, for sure. Think about schools for kids with allergies, correctional facilities, dealing with overdoses, maybe military use, remote workers, elder care.
Anywhere a rapid automated response could save a life.
Exactly. It's a scalable approach.
And obviously, there's a market for this opioid response, allergy treatments, wearables. It seems like a big space. The patents cover the whole system.
Yeah, the portfolio seems comprehensive, covering the sensor, the AI, the cloud part, the injector. That integrated system approach is key to the intellectual property.
So wrapping up, iGuardian is really aiming to be this fully autonomous, closed-loop system for life-threatening emergencies.
It is. And it makes you think, doesn't it? What does the future look like when technology can react medically, instantly, maybe even faster than we can realize something's wrong?
Yeah. What happens when that intervention is immediate, proactive, not just reactive? It's a big shift.
It feels like a real step towards care. It's not just personalized, but delivered at the absolute most critical moment. Could really change how we handle emergencies.